Today's words of wisdom, a message from God, will be presented in English and Tagalog with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxisa Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. Ang Pilipinas ay magandang bansa na binubuo ng 7,107 na mga isla. Ang maligamgam niyang tubigan na may madulang pagkita na mga halamang batong namumulaklak, mga dalampasigan na may mapuputing buhangin, ang hindi pa nasirang mainit na tanawin at marilag na buhay pandagat. Ang umaakit sa maraming mga taong nagliliwaliw para maglibot sa mga isla taon-taon. Ang mga Pilipino ay nagsimula sa lahing Malay na may halong dugong Chino, Amerikano, Espanyol at Arabo. Sila ay kilala sa kanilang pagiging magiliw at palakaibigan. Bagamat Tagalog ang pambansang banalita, ang Pilipinas ay may 80 wika sa kabuuan at ang Ingles ay nananatiling pananalita sa kalakalan at politika. Anong uri ng dakilang pagkakamag-anakan ang nagdala sa naliwanagang maestra dito sa di pangkaraniwang lupa? Marahil ay ang pagmamahal, kadalisayan at katapatan sa puso ng mga tao na maaari magpakilos sa kanyang mga Diyos. Ang ugnayan na halos 20 taon na nang si Supreme Master Ching Hai ay unang dumalaw na kung saan siya nagbigay ng tulong sa Palawan Vietnamese Refugee Camp Mission sa pagitan ng taong 1989 at 1996. Noong sumabog ang bulkang Tinatubo, noong taong 1991, bumalik siya sa kasama ang ating mga kasapi sa samahan para tumulong at namunmod ng bigay ginhawa. Ang kanyang madalian at walang pagsubaling pagtulong sa panahon ng ganitong likas na kalamidad ay hindi nakakalimutan ng mga taong Pilipino. Noong taong 1992, nagbigay siya ng tulong sa mga binaha kasunod ng pagguho ng Pinatubo. Ang kanyang pagmamahal sa pagsisikap para tulungan ang mga taong Pilipino ay patuloy hanggang ngayon. Kailan lamang sa mga unang araw ng Disyembre taong 206, si Supreme Master Ching Hai ay nagpadala ng 100,000 dolyares at ang mga kasapi ng ating samahan na galing sa buong mundo para tulungan ang mga napinsala ng Bagyong Utor at Bagyong Durian.
Victims of calamities, the poorest of the poor, the underprivileged, which the Supreme Master helped, especially during the eruption of Mount Pinatubo, the 91 earthquake, and the latest Gausogon landslide. What is important is that compassionate heart of the Supreme Master has touched so many lives. Yeah, she touched so many lives in so many ways.
Noong 22 ng Nobyembre taong 206, si Supreme Master Ching Hai ay pinarangalan ng Bantog na Gusi Peace Prize sa pagiging pilantropo at makatao. Katulad ng Nobel Peace Prize and Gusi Peace Prize ay pinarangalan ang mga dakilang nilalang at samahan na nakagawa ng di pangkaraniwang kontribusyon para sa kapayapaan ng mundo. Ang pagbibigay galang ay naganap sa Maynila ng Pilipinas kung saan si Supreme Master Ching Hai kasama ang 14 na kagalang-galang na mga tao at marangal na kinilala.
Land of the sun returning, land of love, that is the Philippines. And a race of people whose compassion is boundless because they have God within themselves, within their heart. There's never enough eloquence to praise the peace-loving people of this country for their exalted nature, But the whole world will always bear witness to their monumental kind deeds. And heavens are forever moved by their exceptional charity.
Sa kanyang talumpating pagtanggap ng Gusi Peace Prize na parangal sa Maynila ng Pilipinas noong ika-22 ng Nobyembre, taong 206, si Supreme Master Chinghai ay bigay niyang inilarawan ang karilagan ng mga islang tao at ang mga taong nakatira dito. At ngayon ay inaanyayahan namin kayong makinig sa mga sumusunod na panayam sa radyo kay Supreme Master Chinghai na isinasampapawid ng istasyon DZRM na pinamagatang ang mensahe ng Diyos sa Pilipinas.
He said that he had delivered something from him at the pinnacle point.
It is a duty from man to man. There's nothing much for me to say, really. When some people, our neighbors, are in need of help, it's our duty to help in our best ability.
That's a very good Mr. Chinghai. I am very thankful for the business of our people. People of the religion, to which do you belong? Do you belong to a position or Catholicism, Master Chinghai?
We do not discriminate any religion. You see, we respect all the main good religions, like Christian, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Taoism, etc. Because we read in all these doctrines that they all teach people to be good and to love each other and to be of service to mankind who are the children of God. So we respect all religion, we believe in one God only, to all religion and to all the people, and who loves all the people equally. And we serve this God through his people. And we meditate in order to contact the inner power of God, the inner kingdom, so we know what God wants us to do, and in order to keep always in the good side, keep doing things in the will of God. So we meditate also. That's what we're doing.
Master Jinghai, were you the one who wrote this book entitled The Key of Immediate Enlightenment?
Actually, I did not write any book. But my books are plenty.
This book is about your life, Master Chinghai.
It's my disciple who wrote all these things. And they pick up my lecture and wrote it down and print them into books. Because they think my lectures are very beneficial to themselves. And they wanted to share it with the other people. Therefore they print them in books and translated them into many kind of languages.
Mm-hmm. Master Chinghai, in one of the chapters of this book, is about vegetarian. What can you say about vegetarian situation?
Yes. Vegetarian diet is a very natural way of life, which most of people have forgotten. Because if we read many scientific research, we know our stomach is longer than other animals who are meat eaters. And because of that, if we eat meat, it becomes a long residue inside your intestines, and it just makes many kinds of disorder in our body. That is according to scientific and medical research, mm-hmm. And they advise us that we are the vegetarian eaters, not only according to religion, but we eat vegetarian diet because love for all beings, including animals. Yes, we do not like to hurt the animals, even though indirectly, by eating them. Yes, therefore we commit to a vegetarian diet. Out of love.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production, reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Dr. René, what do you say about the statement of Mr. Chinna about the vegetarian?
Well, the vegetarian diet has proven its worth, especially from the medical standpoint, that you don't develop diseases. You see, it's a common saying that you don't want to bury dead animals in your stomach. And this is the reason why they would like to profess that everybody should be on vegetarian to avoid all the complications, the diseases, that, diseases of mankind. And I would say that if you like to live longer and free from all these things that will hurt your flesh, your mind, and your body, then it's about time that you have to think twice or thrice about the beneficial effect of vegetarian diet. Although this is on the standpoint of also of economy, it's more economical, and you derive more vitamins from eating these especially fresh vegetables compared to cooked meat, and most of these are salted or smoked, which also give rise to complications as a result of smoking. Then the chemicals mixed with the meat also contribute to some chemical reaction in the body, which also create some disease in the body. And all of these, the advocation of vegetarian diet is a must in order to eliminate all these the possibilities of contracting diseases.
Well, he's a doctor, he should know. He's a medical doctor for many decades now, he should know.
Thank you.
Linda, Master Ching, I am very thankful that you have saved the time in the program. At next week, can I have your message to our listeners?
Yes, I'm very honored to have this opportunity to address the loving people, the good-hearted people of Philippines. And wherever you are, may God always take care of you, and may you always remember God, that God always help us if we remember Him, if we pray sincerely, and we are good in our speech, in our action, and in our thought, then we are very near God, because God is all good. It's just that we forget God sometimes, therefore we run into trouble. I speak from my own experience, not from the Bible or not from books or from the Buddhist sutras. Since I have known God through the method of our meditation, I know God is all goodness, God is all love, and truly, whatever we wish, He will grant us. Only if we know the true way, if we are sincere. And sometimes we have suffered. Sometimes we have trials and tribulations. But that is only temporarily. And through my experiences, I know, and I could share with you this knowledge, that even after we leave this body, we will not die. We come into the light of God, which is so bright, so beautiful, and so healing to our spirit, that we will feel like we are very rested, very loved, very protected. And then we will think of what we have done in this life, and then whatever we have not done right, or we have not done correctly, or we have not done enough, we will go back and continue again. So life is a continuous stream of actions, of learning, of study. And we know this through meditation, because we have seen God, we have seen His action and His love through our quiet contemplation and contacting with Him, through our sincerity. Therefore, I could assure you, wherever you are and whoever you are, doesn't matter what you believe in, please be assured that after we leave this world, we will not die. And there is no hell, no punishment for good people, for pure and straightforward people. So whatever you do, try to keep God in your mind, knowing that God always watch us and keep it in His commandment. Try to keep the Ten Commandments of God and believe always in God, and your life will be no trouble, now and hereafter. I have all my honor, all my spiritual strength to guarantee all the words that I have spoken to you. And thank you for your loving attention. And if you have any question I can help you at all, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you.
Yes, I think the vision of Supreme Master is quite very clear, that they have an open mind, and they would look into this and she assured us that there would not be any competition between the Philippines and the refugees, because in the sense that they would not duplicate existing projects or existing thing, but they would introduce something new, and they would study the proposal and find out what would be necessary. If it is necessary to establish some kind of industry, then that industry would have to be established, and whatever requirements that the industry will need would be supplied. And I think that is a very good position. From my observation, the Supreme Master has an open mind. So that is a good policy, and I feel so happy that the Supreme Master has the kind of attitude, because that is the attitude that could really be very effective in helping people, not only the Philippines, but that is a good attitude in helping people all over the world. when you go to a place, then you have an open mind and see what would be necessary to establish and to help, in what manner you can be effective. And I think that is a very good, that's a very good gesture.
I think this, we have to note down the intention of our Supreme Master is not only to help her people, but the entire nation and the whole people of the world. She is the one who never stopped working, and according to her, even to the last this wee hour, we are still awake doing our bit or our core, because we feel that we have to accomplish things. And maybe we cannot accomplish this, but we have to carry it on, because if we get tired, then that's the time when we will fail. I think the intention of our master in coming here is more on humanitarian, and I would like to commend Congressman Concepcion, the former Chief Justice and now Congressman of Nueva Ecija, for nominating her for the Ramon Magsaysay Award on Humanitarian Services.
Well, I'm very honored again to address the good, intelligent, and loving people of the Philippines. My undying gratitude to God to give me this opportunity to know this very rare species of people. And I think I have not much to offer to you spiritually, because you are a very spiritual race of people and very religious. Even Philippines, we have problems, but we handle the Kinatubo, we handle everything. It shows the tremendous strength underneath of the humility of your people. And I wish that you recognize more and realize more the latent strength and talent of your own race, and pray to God and preserve all the good quality inherited from Philippine ancestors, and stand up again and develop again our country, not only materially but spiritually. And if I can be of any assistance to you in this matter, please do not hesitate to contact us. Anyhow, God with you, I'm sure. And such a good people like your people, we only deserve the best and the most rewarding blessing from God. May it be so. Thank you for your loving attention.
Thank you, Master.
You know, Supreme Master Ching Hai, I understand that you are a linguist.
You are a linguist. You speak Vietnamese, you speak French, you speak German, you speak English, and other languages. How did you manage?
I learned.
Well, because you have studied abroad and you have studied these languages.
Yes, I have studied.
I also noticed you have a very good command of the English language. So rare are the occasions that I meet Vietnamese like you who would speak straight English like this. Now, you're a Catholic.
Yes.
You are born of Catholic parents.
Yes.
But you are of all religions likewise.
Yes.
Because you have studied all religions.
Yes.
In the whole world. And still studying it.
This, I believe that our religions originally came from God. To remind us to keep God's commandment.
You go to churches, and if you have time to go to Buddhist rituals, you attend.
Yes.
And other religions for that matter.
Yes.
Because you have afterwards, aside from what is good out of religion, using your goal in life to serve mankind.
Yes, that's also to serve God.
I understand. I also noticed that you have devoted more of your time in helping people.
Not exactly, sir.
And you are always there in the midst of the most wanting moments.
If it's necessary, yes, we have to help our brothers and sisters.
And I also notice Master Ching Hai, that you reminded me of Mother Teresa of India.
I'm most honored.
And she has the same mission in life.
We cannot forsake people because they are God's children.
Don't you find it very hard to devote your every second of your borrowed time to help others, that sometimes you feel it thankless?
Oh, I never expect thanks.
Well, but you don't expect, but you can feel sometimes that it is not.
Not really. I do not think much about what I do, I just do it.
You just do it,
yes.
And with full concentration that
yes.
It's God's choice for you to make.
Yes. If it's successful, that is God's grace.
Wonderful.
If it is not successful, maybe it has another plan.
So at my early understanding of what you are, I could also utilize my borrowed time on the same track that you are not playing, helping other people. But it's only unfortunate that your time and my time is so linked for you that I could not devote much, even if I wish,
but you are
to
doing
do as you do it.
But you're doing it.
Thank you.
In your own way.
Oh, yes.
If you were not here, how can we convey this message to thousands of people? You each do some different work. No one is better than the other.
Well, we are coming now to the aura of what you are. This is no religious mission. This is to actually part of your desire to help people.
Actually, I don't know if it's a desire or not. If people appeal for me to help, then I just feel I must help them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And surprisingly, for whatever group of people that need your help, in just a few seconds you can manage to gather what is needed to help them.
Maybe it's God's will.
Precisely, this is now a formation of a new religion, new belief. You believe in God, you're a Catholic, you're a Buddhist, you're everything, because you have understood all religion. But one thing is dominant in your thinking, that you are a human being who help people, especially those in need, regardless of the sacrifices. And I also understand that your organization has expanded so much that you're beginning to be felt. Even so now in Korea and South Korea, and in Taiwan, and in Vietnam, in all parts of the whole world. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct.
I noticed something based on what was written about you. You don't eat meat.
No, we are vegetarian.
Would you mind giving me the basic reason why you only eat vegetables?
Yes.
More so the natural, anything that is of vegetarian nature.
If we can afford it, then we don't eat them either. But we just eat what is offered in the market, and not to harm the nature, or cut trees, or pulling grass unnecessarily.
And by being a real, true vegetarian, you look so healthy, so strong, so energetic. Is that one of the reasons why?
Yes, true.
And is that the effect of being a vegetarian?
Also, because it has been proved by medical research and scientific research that vegetarian diet is very healthy for humans.
You have done away with eating any kind of meat.
Yes. All of us. Thousands of people.
And would I be allowed to say that you detest killing of anything meat?
Right.
I see. Because you have more love for what is meat. And those things should be protected and should not be abused.
Yes.
They should be respected to the extent of not being eaten.
Right.
I see.
We respect the command of God.
Mm-hmm.
God saying, "Thou shalt not kill." In the Old Testament,
yes,
and the first page, God has said that I have created all the fruit trees in the field and all the herbs that is beautiful for your look and lovely for the taste.
Yes.
These shall be your food.
Yes, that's
yes. Right. It did not include any more in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we know we are doing right and we are obeying the command of the law.
Right.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production, reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
That is not imposing, but just because you asked, so I have to yes. Share my opinion.
And likewise, because you have stated so, and we have mutual respect for one's belief about anything.
Right.
And I think that is your main idea of anybody's belief and religion, likewise, right? And you have given them freedom, although you want to make them feel what you believe. There is the free option to select.
Right.
You have spoken the true overt manifestations of a clear apostle of God. My prayer. I can easily fathom and understand every line you have just stated. And for that, I'm honored to have you as my guest tonight and this early morning. Thanks to Dr. René Santos, likewise. I would like you to hear the voice of the Supreme Master Ching Hai. Remember the name? Ching Hai Wu Xiang Si. The microphone is yours. Please don't worry about time restraints. It's all yours to use.
I can feel that you are a very enlightened person. The way you speak, the way you understand what I want to impart, and the wholehearted kindness that you commit yourself.
Thank you.
To the good cause of mankind. And I'm sure you know that after you have finished your duty in this life, something much more better and greater will wait for you.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure you know that.
You're so kind.
And through our experiences and meditation and knowledge, we know that good people are always awarded with a heavenly blessing, which is even beyond their capacity of imagination. Just like people after they leave this earth, fully fulfilled their mission on earth, they will be greeted with the most intensive light that they could ever see.
Mm-hmm.
And the heavenly beings, in the form of Jesus or whomever you like to meet, will come and meet these good people. And they will be given a great length of time in heaven to enjoy good peace and good result.
You sincerely believe likewise in life after death?
Yes, I do know it. I do know it, not just to believe it. Because when we meditate, we know many things that the ordinary people who do not care to know or who do not practice do not know. So we talk from our knowledge, not from just blind belief.
Correct.
That is the reason why we meditate, in order to know what God's will is.
Correct.
In order to know, to do exactly what God's plan is to do.
Correct.
So we will encounter no misery.
Mm-hmm.
And no mishap, and to disturb the plan of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And we, in this way, we are always content to know that we are always doing right in the will of God.
Correct.
Not from our own ego, or from our own desire for fame, or whatever, a little lower motive.
Mm-hmm.
also in a meditation, then we know all these facts that we have just stated to you. There are many other things that I, in the space of a little time, I could not always share with you and all the listeners, the good people of Philippines. But I'm sure many of them know. Many of them know. Some of them hesitate to share this knowledge. Some of them know while they're sleeping or while they're just being blessed by God power. And without even knowing where from and how do they get that. And they hesitate to share it with others because mm-hmm. they fear of being ridiculed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And fear of being doubted, the saying that maybe illusion or hallucination or something like mm-hmm. that. But many people experience this kind of life after death, mm-hmm. even while alive. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you have known many books and from radio broadcasts and television broadcasts, you know that many experience has been gathered about life after death. So medical.
Part of the intrusion, I died already.
You did?
5 bullets came through my body and I'm still alive.
Yes.
And I was at that extreme moment of separating from temporal to spiritual life.
Yeah.
I only have experience.
Yes, you did. That's very good.
Blessed.
I'm sure you have learned it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very
God
much.
Has blessed you
very much.
With your sincerity and with your so honest devotion to the good cause.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have been bestowed this kind of experience. But there are many much more extremely magnificent experiences which will wait for you because
you
of your good heart.
Thank you very much for one wonderful wish.
We will be awaiting all the good people of the Philippines
mm-hmm.
because of their extreme hospitality to all the poor and needy neighbors, brothers. And I hope and I wish that your people will always keep this good spirit, which is a very valuable, a very priceless treasure bestowed upon your people from God.
Thank you very much.
Money cannot buy it.
Thank you very much. Well, you just heard the Supreme Master Jing Hai with her dissectation of aspects like temporal media and more, especially during her closing message to you wonderful people listening to this program tonight. I'd like to express my sincerest wish for you people down there in Malacañang to please take note of her presence when she goes there this morning with Dr. Rene Santos and the group. Thank you very much. And thing you, Master Jing Hai, Dr. Rene Santos, I pray to God that you always succeed in your desire to help our fellow men and our fellow people. God bless you. Huh? God bless you. Whatever there is to help, the place is yours, okay? Thank you very much, Master Jing Hai. It was an honor having you, and I feel liberated. Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you to wonderful people. Huh?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure, liberated.
Thank you very much.
Salamat sa inyong pagsama sa amin ngayon sa mga salita ng karunungan. Ang susunod sa Supreme Master Television ay ang paglalakbay sa magagandang kaharian. Sana ay palagi kayong manood. Sana ang liwanag ng Panginoong Diyos ay punuin ang inyong mga puso ng kaluwalhatian at kapayapaan. Thank you for joining us on today's Words of Wisdom. Coming up next on Supreme Master Television is A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. Please stay tuned. May the light of God fill your heart with bliss and tranquility.